We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. Thank you for tuning in today. We pray that you had a marvelous, marvelous weekend and that God is doing great things in your life on your behalf. Isn't it wonderful to have a friend and an ally in Jesus Christ, a friend who sticks closer than a brother? I am so thankful for my relationship with God. And I encourage you that don't live another day. Don't live another hour. In fact, don't wait another minute. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to get that relationship right before anything else. It'll make all the difference in the world. I've told people for years, I do not see how people function without a local church body. It is just such a blessing to have people that you can come around and worship together, that will be there to impart their gifts to you, and you can impart your gifts to them. And it's really just a great blessing to be in a connected covenant relationship. And so if you don't have a church home, we would love to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. Our next service time will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. will be our vintage worship service. We'd like to invite you out for that. I am teaching tonight, Monday night here. Actually, it's now Monday afternoon in Fiji. It used to be on Monday nights, and then when our time fell back, their time actually went forward as far as daylight savings time. And so we kind of discovered the hard way that there was a two-hour shift in our broadcast, in our Bible school lessons that we do over there. And so if you would, be praying for the pastors over there. They are really excited. It's a joy to teach them. And even more exciting things are coming up in the days ahead. But also want to say thanks to all of the ladies that were there to help make Single Moms Night Out a success. And thank you to everybody who came out and visited with us this past week at church. In Exodus chapter 17, we've been talking for a few days now here about holy is the name of the Lord. And some people just really don't know that much about God anymore. And so I thought I would share with you some of the names of the Lord that are shared in the Word, things that God has put in there for himself. And in Exodus chapter 17, on last Friday's broadcast, we were in Genesis chapter 22, where we learned about Jehovah Jireh, that God will provide. He is our provider. And by the way, that's a bit of a relief off of my shoulders anyway. I'm not called to provide financially for my family. God's the provider. I do my part. I work. I'm faithful. I don't go out and squander my paycheck or anything like that. I need to be a faithful steward because everything I have belongs to God anyway. He's provided it. He owns it. And I'm just a steward of it. And so I pray that you will really get to know and appreciate Jehovah Jireh. And when you are praying, as Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6, and you begin to say, God, hallowed be your name, holy is your name. God, I really just begin to cry out and worship and say, Father, I just really appreciate that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are the perfect provider. Your provision is always on time. Your provision is always just right. Your provision is absolutely perfect. And so, God, I just want to thank you for being my provider. That's the purpose of this study, is to get you to be able to worship God for who he is, because he never changes. Hebrews 13:8 says he is the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's look in Exodus chapter 17 and today, and we will discover another one of God's name. It's in verse number 8, and it says, "Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.' And Moses built an altar and called its name, 'The Lord is my banner.' For he said, 'Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.'" And so there it says in the middle of verse number 15 that the Lord is my banner. And that word, the Hebrew word there, is Jehovah Nissi. It means God is my banner. So let's look at what's going on here. The children of Israel have now crossed the Red Sea. And when they were crossing the Red Sea, the Egyptian army came and was in hot pursuit of them. Before they crossed the Red Sea, God had put a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night in between the Egyptian army and the Hebrew people so that the army could not get to them. He was a barrier. He was a protection to them. Then he opened up the Red Sea and they crossed over on dry land. The Egyptian army came behind them, and when they tried to cross, they were unable to cross. Their chariots got stuck. The waters came back and returned to their normal place. And as a result of that, God had given the Hebrew people a tremendous, tremendous victory. And you can see that in Exodus chapter 14. In Exodus chapter 15, Miriam breaks out into song celebrating the military victory that God had given them. But in chapter 17, they're in the wilderness, and Amalek gathers up their military might, and they come to attack the Jewish people. This was a different encounter than they had had with the Egyptian army. This time, there was going to be direct interaction between the Jewish people and the Amalekites. There was going to be direct hand-to-hand combat, if you will. And so I just wanted to share that with you, because you may think that God is going to bring about the victory in your life the same way every time. And I want you to know that God wants you to mature in your relationship with him so that you trust him because of who he is. When he says he is going to do something, he will handle the details. You and I, we just need to trust what he says. And so the first time, Moses stretched out his rod, the Red Sea parted, the children of Israel walked across. This time, troops were actually deployed for this battle. And so Joshua and his men went out to fight Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the mountain. And they were there in the position of being intercessors, if you will. Moses would hold his rod up, and when he did that, Israel prevailed. And I want to encourage you that if you are in the midst of a spiritual firefight, that praying is one of the best things that you can do. It is the best thing that you can do. Always begin in prayer. Begin each day in prayer. Begin each week in prayer. Just praying In fact, the scripture says praying always, praying always. And so that doesn't mean that we stay on our knees all the time. We still have responsibilities. We have to function, but we can be communicating with God. You can be praying as you're driving down the road. There's a lot of mornings that I begin praying when I'm in bed. If I wake up, I can't go back to sleep. And so I say, okay, well, I'm just going to make this a time of prayer then. And so the other lesson that I wanted to share with you about this passage of scripture is this: don't go into your battle alone. You need to have people that you are in covenant relationship, people who appreciate God the same way that you appreciate God. You need to have those relationships in place before the battle begins. I encourage people, say, look, you need to know how you're going to deal with temptation before you get into the firefight. If you have an addiction to alcohol, per se, you need to know how you're going to handle buying groceries in the grocery store, because almost every grocery store now has an aisle filled with beer and alcohol and stuff like that. And sometimes it's positioned in the vicinity of things that you might need. So you need to know how you're going to handle that tactically before you ever get into it. I encourage people who aren't married that if you are in a budding romantic relationship, you need to know how you're going to handle physical temptation before you get into that situation. Because if you start depending upon, you know, well, I'm strong, my self-control and all that sort of stuff, you are going to find that you will be tempted to rationalize yourself right into disobedience, and you need to know how you're going to deal with that. You need allies. I need people in my life that speak with authority into my life. I have three different pastors in my life. I have my area pastor. They're called sections here in Florida. Our section is basically Flagler, Volusia, and Brevard County. And so I have a pastor that's over me. I have his cell phone number programmed into my phone. I can call him. I can leave him a message. I can text message him. I do with frequently. We meet about nine or ten times a year, intentionally. There are a few other meetings that we run into. I not only call him when I have problems to deal with or challenging issues and I need input, but I call him to celebrate victories. Sometimes I'll just communicate with him and say, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. Things are going well down here, and I just don't want to communicate with you whenever I've got a problem. I want to be in relationship with them on a regular basis. So Joshua had some trusted men that went out into the battle, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up onto the mountain to pray. Once they got up there, when Moses was holding his hand up or holding the rod up, that then the people of Israel were very successful. But his arms got tired. His arms got tired. And whenever his arms would come down, then the Amalekites would begin to make headway in the battle as opposed to Israel. And so they took a stone and they put it under him and he sat on it. And Aaron supported one side of his hands and Hur supported the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And as a result, Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So today, there may be people who are going through a firefight and you need an intercessor. You need somebody to hold you up in prayer. If that's you, we would love to hear from you as to what you would like for us to be praying for, whether it's a job, whether it's a health-related crisis, whether, you know, you just say, hey, I'm having some relational struggles and I need God's victory. We will pray for all of those things. But I also want to let you know that you can also be on the other side of the equation, and that is you can be the Moses or the Aaron or the her, that you can be holding somebody else's arms up. You can be the one that is praying for them that they will get the spiritual victory. See, that's what I like. I find particular satisfaction in people growing in their faith, and they don't necessarily have to have me come and bring them spiritual victory, but instead they have matured to recognize that God hears their prayers the same way that he hears my prayers, and that God is causing them to grow and know who he is and know that he is Jehovah Nisi. So what happens here is Moses, as a result of that, builds an altar, and he calls it "The Lord is my banner," and another title for that is "God is my victory." God is my banner, or God is the victory. And so you can be very appreciative of the fact that the victory doesn't come from your might or your strength or your ability, but it comes from God. And so today you can worship him. I can worship him for the past victories that he's giving me. I can praise him that he's promised that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that it is not our battle, but it is the Lord's. And so today, whether you have got past victories or you're in a current situation, but if those two things aren't true, one thing's for sure, sooner or later, you are going to find yourself in a spiritual struggle. And you need to know that you can cry out to God and he will be your victory. My mother, one of her favorite hymns is "Victory in Jesus." She wants me to sing it every time I see her. And so it is something that she is greatly appreciative of, is that God is our banner. A banner is to be exalted. It's to be lifted up. So praise the Lord for that. We're going to touch on one more title here, and we're going to go over to the book of Judges, Judges chapter 6. We're going to be talking about a guy by the name of Gideon, Joshua chapter 6. The Midianites had oppressed the people of Israel. They were coming. They were stealing all of the food. And in verse number 11, it says, "Now the angel of the Lord," this is Judges chapter 6, "Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.' Gideon said to him, 'O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about? Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.' Then the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?' So he said to him, 'O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.' And the Lord said to him, 'Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.' Then he said to him, 'If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you.' And he said, 'I will wait until you come back.' So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, 'Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth.' And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, 'Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face.' Then the Lord said to him, 'Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die.' So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it 'The Lord is Peace.' To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites." And that title there in verse number 24 is Jehovah Shalom, God is my peace. And if you are battling fear or anxiety or worry, if those things are having an impact on your life, I want you to know that when you say, God, holy is your name, you are my peace, God will answer that prayer. He wants to bring peace to your life. At the beginning of this, it's a very interesting thing. This encounter that Gideon has with the angel of the Lord comes in a time when they were under enemy occupation. The enemy had was having his way with the Jewish people. They were having a difficult time even getting enough food. He was threshing wheat behind a wine press. And so he was looking for some place, and God calls out to him, and he says, you are a mighty man of valor. But that wasn't the way that Gideon saw himself. He saw himself of the least of his father's family, in the least of his clan, in the least of his tribe, of the nation of Israel. He saw himself as completely inadequate for anything that God would call him to do. But you know how God addressed him? He addressed him as a mighty man of valor. A mighty man of valor. And over the next several chapters, you will find Gideon progressing in his boldness and in his relationship with God as he begins to understand that God will give you peace to accomplish things that you are not naturally equipped for. You are supernaturally equipped for them. Your natural abilities are superseded by God's supernatural abilities. And I just want to encourage you that you need God to be the peace in your life. And I may have mentioned this on a broadcast last week, but I probably did, but it's made a profound impact on me. And so I want to share it again. As I was walking by a body of water, it was on a calm night, or actually it was a calm morning before dawn. And when I looked at the water, it was very peaceful. It was like a sea of glass. There was not much in the way of waves going on at all. And because of how peaceful the waters were, when you looked at that life, you could see the reflection of the stars in the heavens. And I walked by that same body of water a few days after that, and I saw that the winds were really, really quite boisterous. The winds were high, the waves were rolling, and I saw at this point in time, the sun was up in the sky, and I could see the reflection of the sun. But unlike the other day when the reflection was accurate, this time the reflection of what was going on in the heavenlies was distorted. And that's what happens a lot of times whenever we are going through a time of contention, a time of conflict, is the enemy comes to try and steal our peace. And as a result, things become unstable, and we wonder where God is and all of that sort of stuff. And what heaven has blessed us with, all of a sudden our perception of that begins to be distorted, when in actuality God is wanting to bring us peace, so we will be a much better reflection of how sufficient He is in heaven. Today, as we're drawing down here to the end of the broadcast, if you're going through a spiritual battle, we want to pray that God will be your Jehovah Nissi, that you will be able to cry out to Him and He will give you the victory. Today, if you know somebody going through a battle, I want to encourage you to be their Moses or their Aaron or their Hur, that you will be part of the team that prays for them and that God will move supernaturally. I don't believe Joshua won that battle because of his military skill. I believe he won that battle because God was fighting for him. And then, if anybody today is going through a time of anxiety or fear or worry, some people love to worry. Prayer is the opposite of worry. Prayer is crying out in faith. Worry accomplishes nothing. Praying accomplishes much. And so today, let God bring peace to your life. Let Him stand up in the boat that you are journeying with Him and speak peace to your storm. You know what Jesus said? I give you my peace. My peace. I tell people, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you ever see Jesus panicking, then panic. But I'm confident that you are never going to see him panic. He didn't panic when he was under arrest. He didn't panic when he was on his way to the cross. He knew that his Father was faithful. And so today, fix your eyes on Jesus. Look at him. And I'll tell you where you'll find him. You will find him on the throne. You will find him holding the keys to death, hell, and the grave, because he defeated the devil and all of his works. You will find that all his enemies are under his feet. And you will find that he also wants to crush Satan under your feet, according to Romans, the book of Romans in the New Testament. So today, let's just close out the broadcast here in prayer. Father, we just thank you and praise you today because you are good. I want to thank you, God, that you said that no weapon formed against us would prosper, God. When we are walking in covenant relationship with you, God, that you will meet every need. Lord, there's not a weapon that hell has created that you are not able to disarm and overcome in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, I pray that if anybody is being attacked via deception, via lies, being backstabbing or whatever it might be, I pray that if anybody is today under attack physically, if anybody is under attack financially or in their marriage, God, I pray that right now that there would be a standard that would be raised up, a banner that would be raised, God, that it would be Jehovah Nissi. Lord, that we would look to you and we would see that you are sufficient, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are the conquering King. And we want to thank you today for giving victory. Lord, we also want to pray that you would give peace to those who are listening today. Lord, there may be financial needs that are there. And God, you haven't provided the supply in a manifest form yet. And so, God, I pray that fear and worry and anxiety would be banished from every listener's life. God, I pray that when they go to bed at night, that they would be able to rest in peace. God, I pray that you would manifest peace in every person's life. Lord, Gideon was afraid that he was going to die, but you spoke to him and said, you do not have to be afraid. You have peace with you. And so, Lord, I pray today that you would bring peace to every person here. In Jesus' name. So thank you for tuning in today. Again, if there's any testimony that you have or prayer request you would like for us to join with you in about, you can contact us at 454-4263, or you can reach us at meritassembly@hotmail.com, meritassembly@hotmail.com, and we will get back with you. God bless you. See you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without it. Leave me speechless and and I so long to sing you the song you